seems that, you know, I'm keeping an eye, by the way, on the rail strike. Well, it's important because the rail strike is not solved. Not solved at all. In fact, rumblings from inside the unions indicate that there might not be a ratified contract. We'll know. Voting will start in a couple of days. And in about, you know, mid-October, we'll have an idea of whether those contracts are ratified. And if they're not, well, guess what? The big announcement by Joe Biden was meaningless. But people are worn out, right? Rail workers are worn out. People in healthcare, education. Go to the local restaurant, see how, you know, frazzled your wait staff is. It's tough out there. Joel Patterson joins me. He's a workplace expert. He heads up the Vested Group, a firm that is always on the best places to work list, by the way. So if you need a job, call Joel. No, that's not what I'm saying. Joel Patterson, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And they can feel free to call me if they're looking for work.
Well, there you go. All right, so there it is. Open invitation. People are just worn out. Well, here's the thing. A lot of folks went home in 2020 and never came back. A lot of them retired, said, I'll take my chances. Man, they're probably hurting from that right now with what's going on with the stock market and inflation. But a lot of them said, you know, I'm going to step out, left the workforce. Joe Biden bragging about jobs, kind of meaningless. We're millions of jobs, millions of employees short of where we were in January of 2020, right? That's where you start.
Yeah, you got to start there. I mean, the latest statistic that I saw is we've got 11 million openings and 6 million unemployed workers, which is a big gap. It's not likely to get closed anytime soon. I mean, you mentioned the rail situation. There's over 300,000 workers missing from public schools, and rail is down 12,000 jobs. So, I mean, you've really got an issue in education. But what you mentioned it already, it's just that everybody is kind of worn out. I mean, like you said, in the restaurants, I haven't been to a restaurant in a long time that didn't seem like it was understaffed. And that is rising to the top, and people are fed up, I guess you might say, and lashing out a little bit. And really what it does is it just encourages employers to double down on the people that they have. You know, I mean, being able to take care of the ones that are currently employed is a heck of a lot cheaper than the ones that you haven't found yet. And these days, with the labor shortage, with potential recession, I mean, you really got to do everything that you can to stay as stable as possible with the people that you already highly value.
Right. Here's the challenge. You know, you've got, and when you look at the economy, nearly 60% of Americans, according to a brand new NBC poll, say that Joe Biden's handling the economy they do not like. They don't approve of that. 63% say they're falling behind in the cost of living, and yet we don't have enough people. What happened to the people? How are we? You know, how do we have a 5 million person gap? You said 11 million openings, 6 million people there to fill those openings. So it's a buyer's market. But how did we end up that short? I know people retired. I know people left. People are worn out. But you would think that we would have a way to fill that gap. And seemingly we do not at this point. Why not?
I have never heard anyone come up with a real reason why that gap exists. I mean, yeah, you mentioned retirement. That's clearly part of it. You know, ongoing health issues, people are taking care of their parents. Maybe they started a business. Immigration even has an impact on that. But the gap is so significant, and nobody seems to be able to figure out why, and which, again, I keep going back. I mean, it just doubles down on the importance of the people that you already have. And if you are looking for people, make sure that you're doing things that are going to attract them, like remote work, okay? I mean, or sign-on bonuses, the things that we've been talking about the last couple of years become more important. But, you know, the other thing about this that I find interesting is as we've gone through the last couple of years, we've talked a lot about how productivity has stayed high. But the last two reports, the last two quarters, productivity has actually gone down. It went down by 4% in the second quarter. So even the idea that everybody has put forth that things are still going well, even when we're remote or even when we're dealing with a pandemic, there's a little bit of a slip in that. I think there's a crack in that wall, and got to keep an eye on that in addition to all the missing people.
Yeah. Where did everybody go? Now, I don't think that it helps that the government gave away, you know, piles of money to people that didn't work and wanted to stay home, and they continue to give out, a lot of places continue to give out piles of money based on the pandemic or this or that or everything else. I mean, that's got to stop at some point too, doesn't it?
It has to, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when states were actually providing a lot of that money to companies that would get people employed again. And that's obviously scaled way back. But you still got to do – money matters, right? So the way to really attract people oftentimes is to give them a sign-on bonus or a better salary. And employees have had a lot of leverage lately because of this labor shortage. And it feels like that's starting to change a little bit as well. The people that we're talking to, at least, it's not quite – they don't have quite the leverage they once did. It doesn't mean that they're not still able to ask for just about anything, and they will. In some places, they'll get it, but it's not quite the buyer's market that it once was.
Right. It's certainly a difficult time for us. Joel Patterson, workplace expert, he heads up the Vested Group. Take care of the employees you have. Do what you can. I've hired some people recently, and interesting to note, a couple of them I've never met in person for the very reason you pointed out. Can I work remotely? I've got employees that don't even live and work in my state that work for me, but that's the nature of things these days, right? You know, in broadcast, yeah, they can write scripts and do things and be 2,000 miles away, literally. You got to make accommodations to keep good people, and that's the way it works. I'll give you the last word.
No, I totally agree with you. Do what you can. You know, people always ask, how do I make sure that my people are happy? All you have to do is just be intentional. Spend 5 minutes a day reaching out to somebody or even two people. Make sure that they're doing okay. They feel valued. They got all the tools that they need to do their job well. And I think you'd be surprised at how much that means to people, even more than money. So just be intentional about it.
Yeah. There you have it. Joel Patterson, workplace expert. He heads up the Vested Group, a firm that is always on the best places to work list. Congratulations on that, Joel. Thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So after the break, a quick check on sports and some final thoughts for this hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com and read Liberty Page. She'll make you grow up big and strong every day. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.